So the issue is not the person. We've made the issue the person. We've made the issue illegal. That is not the issue. The issue is we don't want to use our heart or our head to find a way to fix people, to help people. We don't want to take time and invest in people. We just want to complain. Because that's what they programmed me to do on the TV. That's what they programmed. How y'all doing? Yeah. Well, I figured we would heal our heads tonight. Because if I don't watch me, I can't talk about anybody in this building. If I don't watch me, I have stinking thinking. I get self-righteous. I just become an American. Bless God, I was raised here and everything. And I am an American. And I count it a great privilege. And if you've never been to a third world country, you need to kiss the dirt. Because when you get off the airplane there, they've got AKs. And they go through your luggage and they don't repack your luggage. And you walk in their banks, they got shotguns. And when you go through their malls, they got AKs and shotguns. And you don't talk to those police officers and ask them, can you tell me how... What? So I am proud to be an American. I'm proud that I'm a Christian. But the moment that I become a self-righteous American Christian, and I condemn other people and forget what I'm really supposed to do, that's to fix people's lives, fix people's heads, fix... Oh, foot. I done messed up again. Y'all are looking at me funny. Satan works in darkness. And if you can let dark deeds and dark ideas into your heart, you can have a dark soul. And you can have a dark heart. And you can have a dark place in your dark heart, in your dark soul. And you can come to church and say things like this. God is good all the time. God is good. And be dark. Go back with me for a second to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I want to read this just real quick. I want you to look at it with me just for a second, and we'll close. Because I don't want to bore you to death, nor do I want to beat you up. It's 10 o'clock in North Carolina. For though I walk in the flesh... Anybody walk in the flesh other than me? I do. Every day. I woke up this morning hungry. My flesh said, feed me. Whatever I left in my mouth last night from, where was it, McDonald's, said, scrub me out of your mouth. So I did. I fed me. Oh, I brushed my teeth and fed me, and I'm breath stunk again. They took me out today, let me shoot guns. My flesh, the first gun that I shot, was like, ooh, Mufasa, Kuna Matata, eat, beep, Billy Gotten, bo-bo-ba-deen-dotten. You say, where did that come from? I don't know. I learned that when I was a little boy. I'm not talking in tongues, I promise you. My flesh got excited. Walt said, shoot it again. I was like, you don't have to tell me again, big boy. Click, click, boom! Brought more guns out, I shot more. Then Pastor Chuck come, I shot more. Then I shot the .22 and thought I shot a cat pistol, you know? I was like, put the big gun back in my hand. My flesh got excited today. Me and Walt, I rode in a Jeep. I've got two Jeeps. I mean, we all manned up. Got stinking man in there, you know. Yeah, turn the heater on, brother. I shoot from, I'm like over there going, I'm like the puppy drooling over there listening to him. I shoot from a Jeep. I got a special license. I'm going, he's living the good life except putting up for her. I mean, I'm just kidding. I mean, we have a good time. I'm in my flesh. I'm enjoying my flesh. I don't hear Jesus. I didn't hear Jesus say, shoot again. You'll get a bullseye. I never heard Jesus out there. He never screamed to me one time over the gunshot. Hey! Yeah, what? Don't shoot yourself! I won't. Yeah. I never heard him tell me, kneel down before you shoot and offer up a thanks. He didn't tell me that. My flesh just said, got a gun, got a bullet, got a target, pull the trigger. Give me another bullet. That's what my flesh did. So it says, for though I walk in the flesh, and I do walk in the flesh, and you do walk in the flesh. And by the way, when they flip me the bird, you know, the middle finger, there is a side of me that wants to do it back. You say you're not saved. I might not be to you, but I am to him. I didn't say I did it. I said I wanted to. There's a difference in wanting to and doing it. In that moment, am I okay, Pastor? In that moment, I have to make a decision. Do I flip the bird to them or give them the whole flock? You like that, Walt? You can keep that. Write that one down. I have to make a conscious decision. For though I walk in the flesh, ready for this? I don't war after the flesh. Do you understand that when I leave a church service and somebody flips me the bird, I have to identify something that I just left, a spiritual communion with God. I just broke bread with Jesus, and here is some devil that is stirred up by powers, principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness, wanting to see that I've got the real deal, or am I ready to flip it back to them and tell them, you can go there too, buddy. For though I walk in the flesh, I don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. Now, Pastor Chuck brought an AR out there today, and I've got several ARs at my house, and I build them, and I like shooting that type of caliber of gun, and I'm not a good shot. I mean, I'm okay. My gun, I probably might would be a little bit better, but I like shooting, and I always have, and I can't. I was going to church the other morning, and I went in Walmart real quick to get a card for my wife. It was her birthday. And I was going to buy a little cupcake, and we were going to sing happy birthday to her at church. And there's a girl there with a burqa on, with plastic gloves on her hand, so if she touched any pork, it wouldn't defile her. And everything in me, redneck and all, just wanted, you're my enemy. So I went over to her aisle. And when I stepped over to her aisle, she said, I heard those cupcakes are delicious. I said, I hope they are. I'm buying it for my wife's birthday. She said, I keep wanting to get, and me and her started talking. Sweetest thing. My God, she was as sweet as could be. Me and her talked. She put my stuff in the bag. I walked away and I heard the Spirit of God say something to me. See, that's not your enemy. She's not your enemy. Don't get your eye on her. Remember that it is powers, principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness that you're fighting against. And you might be able to shoot something with a gun and kill it physically, but you never stop that spirit. So, my goal tonight is to try to figure out how do we stop the spirits. Because so many times we focus on an object, on a person, on a place, on a thing, and never handle the real issue. Would you trust me for a second? Just 1 second, Pastor? Okay. Anybody have a cigarette? I mean, honestly, does anybody have a cigarette? Just give me one. I want a cigarette just for a second. Huh? You left yours home? Just give me one of them. Marlboros. I used to smoke those things. No, no, you can't. Look at me just for a second. Look, pay close attention to me just for a second. There is no sin in this cigarette. Here, let me tell you what's in this cigarette. Fiberglass, tobacco, a filter, a wrapper, and some other chemicals. That's what's in this cigarette. If I set this cigarette right here, that cigarette will be right there in the morning. If I had a lighter, I could put it right beside it. The cigarette is not the issue. The lighter is not the issue. Hold on, I'm going to mess you up. If I had a beer can full of beer or a vodka bottle full of vodka, I could set it right there and that is not full of sin. What? It is powerless. It is an inanimate object with no soul, no life, no creativity to it whatsoever. Now, we've made that the issue. The issue is not that. I can lay a heroin needle here. I can lay a crack pipe here. I can lay pot here. I can lay Playboy book here. I can lay porno tapes here. You pick it, I can lay it here, and it will be laying here tomorrow. Those pieces of object are not the issue. The issue has to do with the darkness in you that cries out for the darkness or the bondage that's in it. Now see, you're liking me again. See, some of you weren't liking me a while ago. Some of you turned me off as quick. I could point fingers at you if you want me to, but it wouldn't do no good. I'd really make you mad. Anyway, moving right along. That within itself is not sin. Here is where it becomes a sin, is that when it controls you and you have no control over it. When you wake up and you think, the first thing I got to do is have this. Or the first thing I do when I wake up is I gotta pop the top or screw or huh? Been there. I like those honest people. See, the bondage is not in it. The bondage is in us. The darkness is not in it. Now the darkness is in somebody's heart that created it, okay? But the darkness is not in it. The darkness is in us. I could just quit going to that porno site. Stop! It's your finger. It ain't demon possessed. Hello? If I could just quit lying, shut your mouth. Bite your tongue. If I could just quit stealing, take a hammer, slam it on your thumb if that'll help you. Remind you, you say, you know, no, I'm just kidding. Stop it. You say, I just can't stop. Oh, so wait a minute. God's word's not true then. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, ready, mighty, say it, mighty through God. Oh, you got it back up there for me. Thank you. There are three areas that we want to cover here real quick and we'll leave. And by the way, this is written backwards. It's written backwards. because there is not a man or a woman in this building born with a stronghold in their life. Not a man or a woman in this building born with a stronghold in their life. But imagination is creative, is it not? So let's deal with the first issue. That's the way we think. Give me the next verse. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We'll get to that in a minute. Here we go. Bringing into captivity every thought. This is how I was trained by my mother. She gave me her thoughts. She imparted into me her thoughts. Don't touch it. It burns. Don't do that. It'll kill you. Don't step out there. You'll get run over. Leave that dog alone. Play with that dog. My mother gave me thoughts. My mother started training the way that I think. Are you with me? My father implicated or put into me skills of a man. Hunting, shooting, fishing, things like that, and cussing. My aunt helped that too, the cussing part. I was heard when I was about 3 years old, she put me on her shoulder and asked, well, anyway, we won't say that. My daddy's plowing in a field, and she asked the question, and I said it. Daddy got, I got a whooping. But, so my dad helped me with my thoughts. And then I took my thoughts on. I started thinking for myself. I started making choices for myself. 8 years old, it's the first time I ever saw my first Playboy book. My mom got mad at my dad. I was with her in Eckerd's when she bought it. Took me about 5 months to find it. Me and my cousin Barry, we found it. He was 9, I was 8. I can tell you what she looks like to this day. December issue, black teddy. Sheer, you can see through it. Well-endowed lady, dark hair. It's not like the porno of today. She had some modesty about her, if they can be modesty by showing your stuff. Anyway, but I remember at 8 years old, because when I was 8, it clicked something in my little man ego, my little head, my brain that said, I like that. Hello? Walt, can I come back and talk to you? Okay, we can identify. I'm going to hang out with Walt. Just me and Walt here. Y'all go to sleep, okay? All right? Y'all just hang out and go to sleep. Me and Walt are going to talk here for a second. There was something in me, Walt, that said, I want to see more of that. So what I did, I started using my thoughts. I learned what to say. Then I learned how to cuss. Then I learned how to lie. I learned how to pray. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Don't ever fight Catholics, by the way. Because we Pentecostal people and Christian people and Baptist people are just as religious as we want to call them over Hail Mary, Mother of God. Because we teach our children, God is great, God is good, let us thank you for food, by His hands we are fed, give us Lord daily bread. That's just as religious as any prayer can ever be. So I was taught, ready for this, hang out. Am I okay, Pastor? Am I still okay? I mean, all right, just as long as Pastor nods. I learned how to be religious. I learned how to go to the Wesleyan Methodist Church with my grandmother, and I learned how to go to the Free Will Baptist with my papa. I learned how to go to the Nazarene with my mama. And I learned how to go to the Church of God with my grandma. And that was something. ask her, why are those people falling out? What's that talking about? Oh, honey, that's the Holy Ghost. I go, okay. Yeah, those people crazy. Until I got what they got, and I went, oh, all of them are crazy. So, you're with me? I learned my thoughts. Ready for this? My thoughts held me captive. Now, don't talk. Just give me 180 more seconds. That'd be 3 minutes. It sounds like a long time if you say it like that. My thoughts used to do me like this. I would lay down in bed at night. I could go to bed at 10 and go to sleep at 3. Because I couldn't stop my... Huh? Yeah, I like you. Wheels on the bus go round and round. Amen, that's right. It just goes... Huh? You do the same thing? Isn't it strange how creativity, though, sometimes comes to people during those dark hours of the night. That through the hours of the day, they walk like a zombie, but when they lay down at night, they all of a sudden become creators. Now, some of them don't become creators. Some of them are just pure tormented. There's a difference in creativity and thoughts and tormenting thoughts. And a lot of mine were tormenting thoughts, and I'd lay there and be tormented. Until finally, I would exhaust my body. Hang out with me. You with me? You've been there. Thank God I don't do that anymore. I can lay down, and I 99% of the time, unless I come to Colorado, Salida, stay up to 1 o'clock y'all's time, 3 o'clock my time. I'm going, God, why can't I go to sleep? Because I'm all juiced up, you know? But my thoughts start holding me captive. And then I start thinking things I ought not think. I'm a hypocrite. Don't worry, all of you are. Don't worry, all of you are. Every one of us has some hypocrisy in us. I mean that in no disrespect to you. Every one of us has some hypocrisy. Every one of us has something nobody wants digging in our head. Say amen, oh me, or shut up and go on. Don't say shut up and go on, okay? I will do it just because you said it. I'll go on. Our thoughts hold us captive. Here's some things our thoughts tell us. You can't ever get free. You can't ever let go. You won't ever be any better. You will never overcome it. That's what our thought says. You will never find true love. You will never really be loved. You will never really be happy. This helps you be happy. This helps you be happy. This makes you fulfilled. And it really doesn't. What it is that we've not got the inside of us healed. Isn't it strange we go to doctors to get what we say the inside of us healed, but we don't do anything to get our spiritual man healed? Let me throw this out. I'm not condemning you. I just want you to think. How much TV versus how much word do you get in your life? How much Christian radio do you get versus how much Bible you read? How much secular radio do you get versus how much Bible you read? Because the Bible's going to help us handle our thoughts. The next thing, ready for this? Because my thoughts, I don't know about yours, my thoughts feed my imagination. Just my imagination. Running away with me. How you doing? Don't worry, I can't sing and I won't. But that's what happens. My thoughts feed my imagination. I can build some of the coolest Harleys. I can build motorcycles. I can build fenders for Jeeps. I can do all kind of cool stuff with metal. I can see it. My imagination lets me. My wife, I have a guy owns a Jeep place down below me. He said, how did you build those fenders? I said, I took this, took that, a bent it, and that, and that. He said, oh, I want those fenders. I said, they're mine. They're on my Jeep. You can't have them. Buy the Jeep. You can have the fenders, just buy the rest of the Jeep. I can do that because of my imagination. But my imagination will also hold me captive. Maggie, I'm going to use you for a second, okay? Because my imagination it will say something like this. I'll come to church, and she will have had a hard day at her job. And she didn't smile at me. She didn't wave. She didn't say, hey, Troy. And all of a sudden, my imagination kicks in and goes, what's wrong with her? Who does she think she is? Miss Snooty Patootie got her little business downtown. Think she's better than me? Huh? How you doing? For long, my imagination has got where I used to set one seat behind her. Now I've moved to the other side of the church. And if I see her coming, bless God, she didn't talk to me. I don't have to talk to her. I don't need you in my life to make me a Christian. And my imagination's just gone wild. It's worse than girls gone wild. Or boys gone wild. Or church people gone wild. I just go crazy in my imagination. And I start thinking, well, he's preaching right at me. Probably is, but you know, not. Huh? And our imaginations, I mean, but imaginations are awesome, are they not? I mean, created a light bulb. You got a cell phone? Whip that puppy up and show it to me. What you got? Android? Oh, look at the stickers. Oh, yeah. Hey, I can fix that. That's a Samsung. I can put a new screen on there for you. Buy one. I'll really be juiced up after church. I can put one on, I promise you. In just a matter of minutes. You say you're crazy. No, isn't it strange? Hold on. Let me borrow you that for a second. I never knew what this was growing up. I knew the... And when you put it to your ear, your aunt across the street would go, Troy, is that you? I'd go, yeah, yeah. Or we had party lines. Y'all had party lines? Remember party lines? They got party lines on this thing too. You hold on. I put Gigi on there with us. Hey girl, guess what we're going to do tonight? Ah! Huh? Imaginations are wonderful. But they're also corrupt. Look at Charles Manson. Look at what ISIS is doing in the name of God. See what imaginations do? See how imaginations can twist people up and drive people crazy? Can I have two more seconds of this? Just two more seconds? Can I tell you that we are so medicated over our imagination? If we could just get our imaginations under control, half of us wouldn't need the medicine that we're on. Because all the medicine is doing to some of us is dulling our thinking, dulling our productivity. Just simply because we will not handle our imagination and we won't handle our thoughts. We won't bring ourselves subject to Christ, bringing every captive thought obedient to the obedience of Christ. How obedient was Jesus? He was so obedient for me and you that He said it's finished and He died on the cross. So what we have to do with our thoughts is to bring them to an obedient Christ and listen to Him say this to us, crucify that. Put that to death in your life. Father, am I doing okay? I don't need their amen. I don't need their approval. I just want to know that I heard you because I felt confident all day long that this is what I was supposed to do to help us get the skull, the head, where it needs to be, our thoughts where they need to be. Not on getting, not on hurting, not. And get our imagination back where it belongs, back where we set our mind on these things, or we think on these things. Whatsoever is good, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is holy. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. By the way, if you don't know what I'm doing there by speaking in tongues, that's the Spirit of God speaking through me, praying through me. If you don't understand that, it'll take 60 seconds out of our time to help you understand that I'm not demon possessed, that the Spirit of God has done something in my life, and I trust Him that when I pray, it's Him and not me. And He may not have helped any of you, but it sure did help me. And it was for me. And that's what's going on when that happens in a believer's life. It's for the edifying of the body of believers, or it's for a personal edification. For it says when you don't know how to pray, or you don't know the next thought you ought to say, the Spirit makes intercession for you. So that's what's going on. Matter of fact, I need to say this. I heard Him tell me this earlier in the room today. Tell my church to get filled with my Spirit. Hold on. I ain't through. Tell them to stop seeking gifts, signs, miracles, and wonders. Tell them to seek my face. I am the imparter. I am the gift giver. Tell them to stop chasing the gifts. Tell them to stop chasing the signs and the wonders, to follow hard after me. Because the biggest time we want to see signs and wonders is just in here. We're too ashamed to do it in Walmart. We won't do it down there at the boat landing while we're eating. Oh, we just won't do it here. And I'm not against it. I believe in falling out. I believe in speaking in tongues. But I'm going to tell you, there ain't nobody prototyped me to preach tonight. This is just sort of raw and off the cuff, like I heard God tell me to do. Matter of fact, God woke my wife up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she called me and told me, said, God said to tell you. Well, man up. She was a whole lot uglier than that, so. What just happened when I said that? It's like somebody threw a wet blanket over a fire. Huh? What just happened there? It was like a wet blanket was thrown over a fire all of a sudden. Start finding Him and He will fill you with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Men are not wanting to see you speak in tongues. It's good that you do. Paul said, I pray in spirit more than you all. I thank God that I do. But it's not about the speaking in tongues. It is about the edifying of the love, the joy, and the peace, and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's the thing that brings me into Christ. Where am I at? Imaginations. The third and final thing where hopefully I'll shut up. That's a stronghold. Every one of us have developed strongholds in our life that we were never born with. A stronghold is like this. The best illustration that I can use is like this. See this box? No problem for me to step over. I'm 6'1". I can step over that all day long. Until it starts growing. And that's what happens with strongholds. I start doing it. I don't pay attention to it. I go, I can handle that. Next thing I know, it's up waist high. And now I'm not stepping over my stronghold. I'm having to crawl over it. You know what it's doing? It's boxing me in or out. It's boxing me in on the inside where I'm saying, Go back to the next verse. Go, yeah. We're pulling down strongholds. No, that's right. Pulling down strongholds. Why would you have to pull? Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Yes, I'll do that. You say what? I heard Spirit God tell me something. I just heard God tell me. You know what imagination is? I got to go back to it real quick. Imagination is like a clay pot. You ever seen those people walk with a clay pot on their head? Do you know how they start out, the young girls? With an empty pot. And then they put a little bit of water on it, and a little bit of water on it, and a little bit of water in it, a little bit of water in it, until she is able, she finally develops strength enough, strong enough muscles in her neck to walk with a full pot of water on her head. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, tell my people that it said casting down imaginations. And I just saw the Spirit of God, so help me, like a clay pot on some people's heads where you need to take it and go, push it off. You say, what do you mean? When that clay pot comes off, it's going to shatter. It's going to splatter. In other words, you ain't going to be able to fix that. It's going to run out. In other words, those old imaginations that you've been having, they're going to be destroyed off of you because you, ready for this? You cast them down. God didn't cast them down. He said, casting down. What'd you say? Cast them down. Okay, God, you can have those. I don't want. Okay. Hold on a second. I got to do this for me. I need to do that for me. Get my composure now. To the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds are never developed overnight. Some of them are developed over years. Then they get this tall, then they get that tall, then they get this tall, then they get that tall. And the next thing you know, they're that tall. And you know what it's done? It's blocked out the sun. S-O-N. That's why it said pull them down. To pull them down, you've got to get yoked up to a greater power than yourself. Somebody needs to get yoked up with God tonight to handle some strongholds. Look, I don't fight smoking. I just want to tell somebody that if this is a stronghold in your life, it's the last night you have to do it. I don't beat people up that drink. We have issues, we have problems, but my God, when are you going to stop making excuses for it? When are you going to pull down the stronghold? When are you going to hook up to a power that's greater than yours? Help me just for a second. When are you going to... Ro oshian dorea sarana bakui rama inse ororoko mare ishi oro unarebese rako ushia randara basaya rayando ushi kare inde seerabu. For I did not shed my blood in vain. I did not pay the price in vain. I did not have my words spoken in vain. I did not give these gifts to you, life and joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Ghost, for nothing. I came to liberate you and set you free. I came to destroy the yoke, but you have made excuses. Surrender your excuses to me, for your excuse has become your stronghold. It is your greatest stronghold, says the Lord. For I will take your gift. I will take your gift. I will take your stronghold. Offer it to me as a gift. And I will show you my power. I will show you how to walk in integrity. I will show you how to walk in my word. I will show you how to walk in truth. I will show you how to walk in wholeness and holiness before me, says the Lord. If you will but trust me.